Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 198 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the skill descriptions section. This page wraps up the domestic skill category, about which I have nothing else to say. Then right after the domestic skills, we are on to electrical skills. And this is about what you would expect, but there is a gem in here. I hope I have not overplayed in the previous couple of episodes the tedium of this section, because it is work to sift through it, but you find some real treasure. And I found some treasure in the electrical engineer skill. You gotta stick with it. The description is boring. Quote, knowledge of electricity. Characters can diagnose and locate electrical problems, repair complex electrical devices, wire entire buildings or vehicles, and build electrical equipment. The character can also attempt to bypass security systems, alarms, and surveillance systems, but at a penalty of minus 20% for simple systems and minus 50% for complex systems. Reduce these blah 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 blah. But there's a special note at the end. Quote, there is a minus 30% penalty when working on alien or extremely unfamiliar electronics. This includes psi mechanic creations and magic or alien devices. The electrician may be able to puzzle out some of the basic aspects of such a device, and may be able to figure out how to operate the machine, but is unable to completely fathom how it works or how to repair it. That's right. Contrary to what we read in the psi mechanic section, an electrical engineer can piece together how to use a psi mechanic device. It's difficult. Minus 30% is no joke. That's a tough roll. That doesn't matter to me. This isn't practical. This is theoretical. It's the concept that fascinates me. And here's why. Magic is magic. It's magical. It's a different logic. It's a different system. It's a different way of thinking. It's an untapped, arcane body of knowledge for an electrical engineer. Okay. Alien technology is alien. Very advanced. Comes from another culture. The assumptions are not the same. Based on principles you may have never been taught. You may not fully be able to grasp. Psi mechanic devices, on the contrary, are pure horseshit. That's the thing. We know this from not only the psi mechanic, but also from the ghost hunter, who is a sort of very specific psi mechanic devoted to building devices to punch ghosts and kill monsters. We got detailed descriptions of the ghost hunter's gadgets, and it's not as though they're based on some arcane but coherent logic. It's not as though they're designed on like non-Euclidean principles of electronics construction. They're like a tinfoil wrapped shoebox with crystals knocking around inside. Like, that's what we're talking about. Because they're really powered by psionic abilities. And yet, the electrical engineer has a chance to piece together that box of crystals, really give it a good once over, and figure out how to use it to trap a ghost. Not, mind you, like a flat 20% chance to do this, which would maybe indicate a basic property of the psi mechanic device. It's a percentage chance based on your skill as an electrical engineer, which means the better you are at electrical engineering, the better situated you are to take a psi mechanics tinfoil wrapped shoebox full of crystals, get in there with your goggles, maybe get some fine tools in there so you can pick around through the wires, the circuit boards that don't attach to anything, the plasma globe in the center doing nothing but looking cool. Get into all that, really think it through, and come to the realization through logic, through engineering, I think you're supposed to turn the hand crank to turn these loose moonstones into a ghost jail. That is nuts to me. How good an engineer do you have to be to figure that out? How does it even work? Because again, alien technology, I get it. Like, it's hard to understand. But if you can just barely grasp something, then you can make some progress. And similarly with magic, like, it's not your field. But I can understand where if there's an electrical component and you're an electrical engineer, you can get some kind of foothold. So even if there's magic involved, you can, you know, start to understand. But figuring out someone's delusional, jury-rigged bullshit box that's only powered by the sheer force of their belief, figuring that out and actually making it work doesn't seem like the kind of thing you can work yourself up to through electrical knowledge. But you can. You can get there somehow. And that's remarkable because it introduces a bridge between like the woo-woo world of untethered power of belief and the practical world of like you need to know technological skills to build machines to make them work. There is a rational world we live in. This creates a bridge. It's hard, but you can make those things connect. I mean, we get a similar note in electricity generation. Think of how revolutionary this is. Electricity generation is the skill that relates to technologies like, quote, solar panels, windmills, and water turbines, to batteries, combustion engines, and generators. So maybe you've got like a little house somewhere out in the woods. Let's be honest, it's probably a compound. Your player characters. There are turrets, there's barbed wire, it's a bit of a compound. And you're trying to figure out, like, what is our electricity solution? We're off the grid, how do we make this work? I'm an electrician, but I need electricity to work with. And then this guy over here is the side mechanic, not an electrical engineer, not well-versed in mechanical skills or anything of that nature, but she's like, well, if you got that part worked out, if you can do all the wiring and shit, I have an unshakable belief in my own ability to use machines that gives me psychic powers, and I'm pretty sure with the parts from this old lawnmower, I can make a little black nonsense box that just perpetually belches black smoke and makes electricity. And you're like, hey, great, you give me that, I'll take care of the technology, we're going to have that barbed wire electrified before you know it. It's hard, it's a minus 40% penalty, but the gap can be bridged. There are steps, but ultimately, that barbed wire is electrified by the power of, like, enlightened self-delusion. And that's amazing. Now your enlightened self-delusion may fend off a burglar. It may kill an unwary urinator, thanks to this bond, this team-up between science and nonsense. This is some Dr. Dinosaur shit. I can't believe that it works. It's great. It's the dumbest thing on this page. Should not work, but it's in the books. It's in black and white. Do your side mechanic friends a favor and play an electrical engineer. The whole party will thank you. Anyway, that's it for electrical skills. We're really clipping right through these categories. Join me next time as we move on to the espionage category on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.